Thank you for listening to the Gateway to the Rockies podcast from Visit Aurora, from the rafters of the Stanley Marketplace. This is the show dedicated to telling the stories of Aurora, Colorado. Hi there, I'm Dave, the Senior Marketing Manager for Visit Aurora. You know, the Gaylord Rockies Resort and Convention Center offers a mix of entertainment, both inside and out, creating a superior guest experience to the Gateway to the Rockies. Guests are welcome to the resort's 85-acre property, which features breathtaking views of the Rocky Mountains. The resort's amenities include family-friendly dining, an award-winning spa, and fun in the resort's Arapahoe Springs Water Park, all while ending the day with picture-perfect sunset views of the mountains. Today, I'm excited to be joined once again by the Public Relations Manager for the Gaylord Rockies, Andy Lally. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be back.
You're my first repeat guest. I feel like you're almost my co-host now, Andy.
Really? I think I was saying we need to film next time from the Lazy River. I think that that would up the scales.
I have a picture in my head of me floating with a console. I think that would be a great idea. I love
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Lots of excitement at the Gaylord in 2024. Let's start with right now. I hear the Easter Bunny is moving in.
He is. He's going to hop by the Grand Lodge, visit with families. Right now in travel, there's an uptick with staycations.
Okay.
I took my first staycation in 2023. I felt like they were overrated. And just to give a definition behind it, it's just something that you don't have to participate in air travel for.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I've waited in a few TSA lines that have made me regret the flight completely.
Absolutely.
So took my first staycation, thought it was overrated, but it was incredible. So that's what we're really hoping to offer families this year in 2024. We have Arapahoe Springs, the Easter Bunny, Easter egg hunts, and wanted to enhance that overnight guest experience. So all of that is complimentary, or most of our activities.
Colorado specifically as a state is primed for staycations because, you know, we are a tourist destination as a state. But for those who haven't stayed at the Gaylord Rockies, they may not understand that the resort in and of itself is almost like going on an out-of-state vacation with all of the different options that you have. Talk a little bit about the spring programming that is on the way.
Yeah, so we have Easter Bunny, Easter egg hunts. We have the Adventure Kids booklet where kids can accomplish things like crossword puzzles. They can do word searches. And then we also have morning yoga, live music evenings. We have a lot of pool activities going on, water balloon fights, cookie decorating, ping pong. So there's something for the entire family to enjoy, especially our dining as well. We have a lot of great dining options. Old Hickory just opened. So it's a very exciting getaway for families, especially in Colorado, to jump in on. We have the LPR rate for Colorado residents to save on, and Arapahoe Springs Water Park. If I have to give my personal opinion, I think spring is the best time to come. You're avoiding the lines, you're avoiding the rush. So we're excited to see some families show up.
The Lazy River opens up on March 14th, which is this Friday. What can families expect to enjoy, not only the Lazy River, but Arapahoe Springs Water Park this season?
So we have our poolside cabanas. I was talking about cookie decorating, water balloon fights, ping pong, a lot of different activities for kiddos. But for me, the Lazy River holds a special place in my heart. The marketing team, last winter, we were trying to figure out a way to promote the Lazy River.
Right.
Because it's open year round and it's heated. And I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have this rubber duck that we pass around the office. And we were like, oh, maybe we just tie a little bow on it and send it down the Lazy River. We'll get a quick 10-second shot, posted on Instagram. That 10-second shot turned into a 2-hour photo shoot.
Wow.
Of this duck just continually flopping over, going underwater. I mean, the bow was soaked by the end of the photo shoot. But the beautiful part was there were some kiddos that were floating around in the Lazy River, and they were just cracking up at the marketing team, us running after this duck in heels and, you know, like our business casual in the cold. But it was really cool because they were having fun retrieving the duck for us. And it was a group marketing effort, in addition to the guests that were staying.
The Lazy River is such an amazing amenity that the Gaylord Rockies offers because you have this serene, kind of locale. You're looking at the Rocky Mountains. You're kind of drifting. It feels like you're at a resort somewhere, you know, maybe more tropical. It's truly kind of the pinnacle of relaxation. I imagine you have some guests that spend all day on the Lazy River.
Yes, they just go around and around and around. I'm really proud of what we did for springtime this year because I'm going to go a little big picture, but I like to do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Marriott International, which Gaylord Hotels is a brand within their portfolio, they actually started from a root beer stand in DC, and they pioneered the hospitality industry, and they started with the vision of put people first. And this year, specifically in 2024, I'm really proud of our leaders because we just sat down with the day-to-day business and the mundane and all the logistics and operations. The vision is the first thing to go when it comes to a business. But our leaders sat down and they were like, you know what? What do our families want? What do our guests want to see? And when we led with that, enhancing that guest experience, I think that really pulled through with our spring programming and just this year planning in general. So I'm proud to be a part of an organization that lets the put people first shine through into everything that they do, because it's easy to lose. The vision is the first thing to go.
You've touched on this a little bit. You know, the Gaylord is certainly an amazing spot for groups and conventions and out-of-state travelers, but it's also a great place for residents to have a fun and elegant staycation. My parents just celebrated their 40th anniversary, and their choice was to spend a weekend at the Gaylord.
Really? How did they enjoy it?
They had a blast. I mean,
I'm so glad to hear that.
They had more fun there than they had when I took them to Jamaica for my wedding.
So, really?
Yeah.
See, it's the staycation because you get to eliminate the time hassle of the flights and all that and the TSA lines. Do you know, did they do any dining, any activities?
Yeah, they went to Old Hickory. They had a really romantic dinner. They experienced the Relaxe Spa. So, you know, they made the most of it. And by the way, they lived 10 minutes from there.
Exactly.
But they felt like they had gone a world away. Talk a little bit about how the Gaylord Rockies caters specifically to the Colorado residents that come for staycation, and specifically the promotion that you have going on right now.
Yeah, so we have up to 20% off for Colorado residents using code LPR. And we have a lot of different benefits for Colorado residents. For example, Relaxe Spa, you were just talking about your parents go there. The parking is validated and you get access to the pool and gym if you go there as a Colorado resident. There's discounts also within the spa treatments, and same for restaurants. When you dine at Old Hickory, you can get your parking validated. So I think it's really a great incentive for Colorado residents to, instead of trying to fly to a world away, it's right in their backyard, you know, eliminate the hassle. And it's just a great place to bond and make some memories with friends and family.
When you think of the Gaylord Rockies, you may not think that it's a kid-friendly resort, but it absolutely is. Your programming is focused not only on the individual business travelers, but families as a whole. That's evidenced specifically at Adventures Kids Clubhouse. Talk about some of the programming. Let's reiterate some of those offerings. I think the kids have a lot of fun. Some of these things I wish I could do.
Right. Yes, the Adventure Kids Clubhouse, that is where kids' inner artist is going to come to life. They are going to create seasonally inspired crafts. And then we have, like I've said, I think 14 times during this podcast, the Easter Bunny. I'm just especially excited to see him. The Easter egg hunts. And then we have campfire and s'mores. We have the games lawn that's open year round. Mm-hmm. And the Colorado Explorer activity book. We've got Connect the Dots, Word Scramble, and morning yoga, live music, evenings, bingo, trivia. I could go on and on. We have a lot of programming for the kids because we want it to be a full family vacation where the adults can sit in the hot tub and relax. We have an adults only hot tub, by the way, where you can enjoy the sunset. And then also some fun activities for kiddos.
Yeah, from the complimentary morning yoga to the live music evenings, the campfire and s'mores and more. The resort is really designed to keep guests engaged all day. I want to put you on the spot, Andy. What is your ultimate day itinerary at the Gaylord?
I always joke with the office because I tell them there was life before I had Old Hickory and life after. We all got to eat there as a team at the end of last year, and it was incredible. I think about it every week. Maybe it's because I grew up eating Applebee's in the Midwest, but
that is a fancy date night out.
Yes, exactly. But that would definitely be in the evening. Lazy River 100% because it's heated. I would spend a considerable amount of time in the jacuzzi. I love Relaunch Spa because you get that complimentary drink. Mm-hmm. And this season, we're featuring coconut and lime. I looked this up yesterday. Lime is actually 22% of a human's vitamin C intake for the day.
Okay.
So you have that combined with the exfoliating and hydrating elements of coconut. And our spa director, Jocelyn, she has her finger on the pulse for all spa trends. She's always coming up with the next big thing. So I would 100% go there because I know that they're going to give me the all-inclusive treatment, everything I need. And then I would also get a s'mores kit because I'm a big s'mores person. Do you like s'mores?
Absolutely. They're my top like three desserts of all
really?
Time. Absolutely. Anything s'mores flavored, anything s'mores related, I am there.
I guess that's kind of surprising because I know they can be messy. But they're good.
Well, there's a science behind it. You got to get the marshmallow.
What's the science?
You just got to get the marshmallow just right. You have to have the proportions of the ingredients just right. You know, some people like their marshmallow overly toasted. Some like it medium rare, I guess you could say. Like there's a whole science behind the perfect s'more. And everybody does it a little bit differently. But yeah, I am on board with, because you got the mix of the crunchy and the gooey and the chocolate. See, this is going off the rails. I know what I'm having for lunch now.
I love it. Well, come stop by Gaylord Rockies. We got tons of s'mores kits and some fire pits outside.
Yes.
But that would probably be my itinerary. And sometimes I'm a homebody. Yeah. So I probably just sit in the rooms. The rooms are very cozy.
Flush, yeah.
For a lot of the time. And the property is so expansive. I could probably do a morning walk around the whole thing.
Yeah, I've noticed that. We did our annual meeting at Gaylord and we saw... Right. People power walking throughout the hallways because it is such a big space. You can get all of your steps in at the Gaylord and do it in a climate controlled environment.
Exactly. The team and I, we often do that when we get stir crazy in the office. We're like, let's just go walk around, you know.
Talk a little bit more about the offerings at Relaunch Spa. It's such an amazing, opulent experience. What are some of the services offhand that you can recommend, particularly maybe for a couple that's going on a date night or maybe with Mother's Day coming up, you want to treat mom? What are some of those services that are essential?
We have a lot of offerings for couples. In March and April, we're featuring coconut and lime, like I said. We have the caviar, lime, and passion fruit facial, and the lime in the coconut deep exfoliation and skin quencher. So that's also for mom. I believe we're also rolling out some Mother's Day specific treatments.
Nice.
And like I said, you get that free cocktail. Mm-hmm. I personally sometimes want to go relax in the App and Glow Fireside Lounge. That's where you go before and after your treatments. But I don't think that the guests would appreciate my Microsoft Teams going off while they're trying to enjoy their book and whatnot. But like I said, those lime and coconut treatments are going to have some incredible benefits, exfoliating, hydrating, and really just everything you need in one treatment right there.
The Gaylord really captures the essence of Colorado. It's an elegant hotel, but with the real Rocky Mountain charm. How does the resort kind of capitalize on its location, provide guests with a memorable experience, especially in terms of views and access to outdoor activities?
We're actually finishing on a large enhancements and expansion project in the Grand Lodge. We're opening two new restaurants this May, and then in the fall, we're going to be launching Copper Table, Garden and Grain, and Mountain View Pavilion. But I want to focus on the two that are coming up. We have Ember's Lodge Bar and the Fortunate Prospector. The Grand Lodge is really our the centerpiece of Gaylord Rockies. It's where the big wall of windows is. You can see the mountains in the landscape. You can watch the sunset. And that's where we really wanted to create a bar where people can gather together, get a handcrafted cocktail, and watch the sunset, see the mountains.
Yeah, what are some of the offerings at the Ember's Lodge Bar? This is going to be like an upscale cocktail. Are there going to be small bites? What's kind of the vision of Ember's?
Yeah, just like you said, it's going to be handcrafted cocktails as well as small bites to eat. It has a 360-degree seating around the bar.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, so it's going to be a very geared towards gathering together, getting a cocktail maybe before you head to the airport, or maybe just one as you're checking in.
For guests that'll be experiencing the Fortunate Prospector, what can they expect in terms of ambiance and some of the menu selections and the dining atmosphere?
The Fortunate Prospector, I am so excited for, mostly because my team has poured so much time and vision into it. Our designer, Heather, she actually sketched out the bighorn sheep that is our mascot.
That's right.
Yes, his name is Earl. He has a backstory that we have fleshed out to the max, believe me.
Oh, I bet.
Our vision boards are a little bit unhinged at this point of Earl's journeys from London to Colorado. But anyway, he's basically a bighorn sheep that was a prospector.
Gotcha.
And decided to get into the culinary.
I smell merchandising. I smell yes. Earl plushes all over the Gaylord. Earl ears, can we get those going?
We have been, believe me, that has been on the vision board for sure. And we're hoping to roll that out in the future just because we love Earl so much. And I'm very proud of the heart that our team has poured into it. And we really want to see it come to life. But it is an English pub and it was inspired by Colin Reed. Colin Reed actually grew up, he's at Ryman Hospitality Properties.
Yeah.
He inspired this restaurant. He grew up next to an English pub. And so he wanted to see this come to life in one of the Gaylord hotels and chose Gaylord Rockies. So there's a lot of heart. And I think it's unique. You don't see many English pubs around here, but you know, traditional fare. We're going to have fish and chips, shepherd's pie.
You've mentioned Old Hickory. It's renowned as one of the best steakhouses in the state, known for steak. Has its menu selection and dining atmosphere evolved as well as part of this refresh?
Yes, we just reopened Old Hickory. It has a reconcepted interior and updated menu. You're going to see that same timeless and elegant experience, but it's just a little bit updated and more modern. I always recommend the artisanal cheese board as well as the New York strip steak and the crispy Brussels sprouts. That's what I had. I dream about it still to this day. Chef Casey, he is our senior sous chef. He actually grew up on a cattle ranch. So he's been around steak his whole life. He has 8 years of culinary experience, and that really shows through the craft of the food.
And later on this year, I know we're focusing on these new, but I kind of want to talk a little bit about the revision of Monte Jade and Vista Montaigne. Can you give us a sneak peek as to what to expect from Garden and Grain in the Copper Pot?
Absolutely. So Garden and Grain is going to be focused on health conscious menu items. That's going to be paleo, vegan, vegetarian. And then Copper Table is traditional Colorado fare. You're going to see bison, a lot of different elk dishes. And Mountain View Pavilion, that is our new event space. And that's going to be mainly geared towards special events such as weddings.
Talk about what kind of game changer the pavilion is going to be for the Gaylord Rockies.
We are very excited to start breaking into the wedding industry more. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited because I think that there's a lot of, from a PR perspective, I'm excited to start working with a lot of different wedding publications. I think doing some bridal shows could be really fun. Just jumping into the wedding industry because it's so creative. It's always evolving. Working with a lot of different creators to bring it together will be very interesting. And also bringing a bride and groom's vision to life is going to be so exciting as well. And having this dedicated space that is a little bit more upscale than the ballroom that we typically offer is going to be incredible. It's going to be a game changer for our groups and our conventions that are looking to book.
And if you want an authentic Colorado wedding experience, you don't necessarily need to go to the mountains, especially if you have family that's, you know, flying in and they don't want to traverse up, you know, the mountains. You know, they have
absolutely
a world-class resort 10 minutes away from the airport with everything they could possibly need, with these picturesque views, these amazing dining options, and this beautiful venue. You couldn't ask for much more.
Absolutely. And you have it all in one.
Back to the food. I'm a little jealous if the answer to this is yes. Do you get to sample the menus at the restaurants? Or do you get a little sneak peek of what's coming? What's that process like for you and the marketing slash PR team?
I wish. They do have food sampling, I know, with our food and beverage director, but usually that sticks with the food and beverage department. Alyssa, who is our marketing coordinator, she does a lot of different photo shoots of the food, and so that affords her the opportunity to try them out. But we're trying to collaborate more as a team with these photo shoots, so I might tag along.
I think to speak with authority and for team morale, it needs to be kind of a mandate that the staff, in particular the marketing and PR staff, gets to really immerse themselves in all the offerings.
I agree.
So just last week, I went to Mountain Pass Sports Bar. I had one of the best cheeseburgers of my life, by the way. If you haven't experienced the food at Mountain Pass Sports Bar, it's incredible. But there's an amazing new activity there, Topgolf Swing Suites. I had too much fun playing all the games. I played, you know, zombie dodgeball, and they have soccer, and there's a football simulation, and of course you can actually engage in a round of golf on real life golf courses in the Topgolf Swing Suites. Can you talk a little bit about how that collaboration came to be?
Yes. So we really wanted to, again, this is always our goal. You'll see this in all of our moves. We always want to bring people together in a unique way. And Topgolf Swing Suites made so much sense, especially in Mountain Pass Sports Bar, to complement the 75-foot flat screen TV. Mm-hmm. We have the sports atmosphere already going, bringing groups together there, bachelor, bachelorette parties, birthday parties, complete. It's a no-brainer. It's very unique. And I think it affords the groups we have in-house a unique opportunity to come together.
Yeah, it absolutely does. It's a lot of fun. I would recommend stretching beforehand. I immediately started playing the dodgeball and strained my hamstring, which they make you sign a release beforehand, and now I see why. Like, if you haven't been super athletic of late, like, it's not just a simulator. Like, you're actually physically getting involved. And they bring food and drinks to your bay. I mean, it's an absolute amazing. Why are you laughing at me?
How'd you score?
I didn't do great, first off.
Was it the hamstring or your skill?
A little bit of both. Gonna lie. But we had so much fun, and I actually recorded a video. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on Instagram at Visit Aurora. But it's a fun amenity, not only for the groups that visit, but, you know, if you're looking for an amazing culinary experience, an amazing game watching experience, and you want to go hang out with your friends, like, this is the perfect addition to the Mountain Pass Sports Bar, and I'm glad I had a chance to experience it. I think everybody needs to be aware that this exists.
Yes, and in honor of National Women's Month, there has been an increase in women jumping into the golf game. I think it was primarily a male-dominated sport, high barriers to entry, it was used for networking, and now I'm seeing a lot of women that are picking up the club. And personally, me and the team, I think we're going to go learn. And for corporations during this month, as we're pushing equality and equal opportunity, I think that it would be a great way for corporations to offer that professional development for women, even though it sounds small, you know, but giving those women associates some golf lessons.
Yeah, it's actually an amenity that's offered here at Visit Aurora. Our CEO offers all employees the opportunity to take some golf lessons.
Really? That's incredible.
And what's interesting is particularly the women on the staff take advantage of that. I don't play any golf that doesn't involve a windmill typically. So, like, I should probably take advantage of that too. But I agree, like, professional development, part of that is being able to socialize, and part of that is on the golf course. And
yes.
And why should women be excluded from that? And not only participating, but being good at it.
Right. I'd love to talk to you about that after this, because that's very interesting.
Yeah, happy to share what I know about that. So many enhancements going on right now at the Gaylord Rockies Resort Convention Center. How do you anticipate these enhancements will kind of elevate the overall guest experience and kind of contribute to the resort's reputation as a premier destination in the region?
Like I said before, every move we make is to bring guests together in a unique way. I think all of these restaurants are going to afford that in a more upscale way than we were before. I think the restaurants have more succinct and unique branding and more seating. You're going to see that in all of the restaurants. It's expanding. And I think these enhancements and expansion are just going to elevate the guest experience that we already have. It's going to become something more memorable that guests are able to walk away with. And for those groups that are in-house, it's going to facilitate conversation and afford those places to gather.
It's a testament to what the Gaylord Rockies represents, and that is constant evolution, you know.
Absolutely.
If you go to the Gaylord Rockies once and you go 6 months later, it's a different experience, and it's constantly evolving, it's constantly interesting, it's constantly upping the game, and I think that's a kudos to you and your team at the Gaylord Rockies that you're creating new experiences constantly, and we thank you for that.
Absolutely. And you'll see after these enhancements and expansion in 2024, we're not even done. You know, it's continual. And I agree totally. I appreciate that.
So let's recap. The Easter Bunny is at the Gaylord Rockies. Make sure you go take your photo. There's going to be Easter egg hunts and all those amazing activities. The Arapahoe Springs Water Park is definitely something that you want to take advantage of. The Lazy River is opening this week. Weather, hopefully, cooperating with all of that. But if not, it'll be open in subsequent weeks.
It's supposed to snow.
Yeah.
And did you know it does that every year?
I'm sure.
That we open the Lazy River.
Once again, what is the promo code for the staycation for local residents?
Yes, use code LPR. We also have a connecting room offer. We have the wellness suite I was talking about with Relaunch Spa. So all of those deals and specials and packages can be found on GaylordRockies.com as well. But code LPR for that Colorado staycation up to 20% off.
And I cannot wait to eat at the Fortunate Prospector. Cannot wait to have a signature cocktail at the Embers Lodge Bar while I look at a picturesque Rocky Mountain sunset.
Absolutely. For Embers, we were talking about a way to light a cocktail on fire. So we'll see if they run with that idea that I pitched.
You got to go through legal first on that.
I know, exactly. Exactly. That's how all my ideas seem to end with legal involved.
That's Andy Lally. Thank you so much for taking the time today. Andy, it's always great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Experience the expansion, evolution, and excitement of the Gaylord Rockies Resort and Convention Center. It's a big year. Explore the offerings and book your stay at GaylordRockies.com and follow along on social media at Gaylord Rockies. Thank you for listening to the Gateway to the Rockies podcast. Visit Aurora is the official destination marketing organization for the city of Aurora, Colorado, and acts as the primary liaison between meeting planners and hotel partners. As Aurora's convention and visitors bureau, Visit Aurora's mission is grounded in showcasing Aurora as a premier destination for meetings, business, and leisure travel. Visit Aurora represents more than 75 plus hotel properties with 13,500 plus guest rooms and more than 1 million square feet of meeting space, including Colorado's largest resort, Gaylord Rockies Resort and Convention Center. As Colorado's third largest city, Aurora is located minutes away from Denver International Airport and showcases mountain views, memorable meeting spaces, and 250 plus international eateries that offer a unique experience for each and every visitor. As the gateway to the Rockies, Visit Aurora's role in the local community goes beyond marketing the city as a destination. The Visit Aurora team is here to assist you with your Colorado visit, from facilitating your meeting, event, or convention to helping you discover local flavor and attractions. Go beyond the boardroom in Aurora, Colorado. For more, visit us at visitaurora.com.